तृतीयाम साधन पूर्वान काल्य भजन निष्ठा भजन फ्रॉम 6 दंडस अंटिल 2 प्रहरस अप्रॉक्सीमेटली 8:30 AM टू 11 AM टेक्स्ट 1 द थर्ड वर्स ऑफ शिक्षाष्टक डिस्क्राइब्स द क्वालिफिकेशन फॉर नाम संकीर्तन एंड द प्रोसेस फॉर चैंटिंग द होली नेम तिनादपि सुनिचेन तरोरपि सहेशुन अमानिना मानदेन कीर्तन्ये सदा हरि थिंकिंग वन सेल्फ टू बी इवन लोअर एंड मोर वर्थलेस देन इनसिग्निफिकेंट ग्रास दैट हैज बीन ट्रम्पल्ड बीनीथ एवरीवन्स फीट बीइंग मोर टॉलरेंट देन अ ट्री बीइंग प्राइडलेस एंड ऑफरिंग रिस्पेक्ट टू एवरीवन अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर रिस्पेक्टिव पोजिशंस वन शुड कंटिन्यूअसली चैंट द होली नेम ऑफ श्री हरि ये रूप लैले नाम प्रेम उपजाय तार लक्षण श्लोक सुनो स्वरूप राम राय उत्तम हैया अपना के माने त्रिनाधम दुई प्रकार सहिष्णुता करे वृक्ष सम वृक्ष येन कटिल किछु न बोलाय सुखाय ने मैले कारे पानी न मगाय ये मागे तारे देई आपन धन घर्म वृष्टि सहे अनेर करे रक्षण उत्तम हन वैष्णव हबे निराभिमान जीवे सम्मान दिबे जानी कृष्णाधिष्ठान भजन रहस्य वृत्ति फोर सिम्टम्स आर ऑब्जर्व्ड इन साधकस हु चैंट द होली नेम ऑफ श्री कृष्ण फ्री फ्रॉम ऑल ऑफेंसेस वन नेचुरल ह्यूमिलिटी बॉर्न ऑफ कंप्लीट डिटैचमेंट फ्रॉम सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स टू प्योर कंपैशन डिवाइड ऑफ एनवी थ्री प्योरिटी ऑफ हार्ट एंड फ्रीडम फ्रॉम फॉल्स ईगो एंड फोर एन एटीट्यूड ऑफ रिस्पेक्ट टुवर्ड्स एवरी वन अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर पोजिशन तरोरपि सहेशुना रिफर्स टू द टॉलरेंस ऑफ अ ट्री अ ट्री इज सो टॉलरेंट दैट इट डज नॉट फॉरगेट टू शो काइंडनेस बाय ऑफरिंग इट्स कूल शेड एंड स्वीट फ्रूट्स इवन टू द पर्सन हु कम्स टू कट इट डाउन सिंस कृष्णस डिवोटीज आर इवन मोर मर्सीफुल देन अ ट्री दे शो काइंडनेस टू ऑल बोथ फ्रेंड एंड एनिमी दिस इज कंपैशन कंप्लीटली फ्री फ्रॉम एनवी Although such devotees are topmost in the kingdom of bhakti, they remain free from pride. They know that Krishna resides in the hearts of all living entities and therefore give all living entities appropriate respect. Such persons are truly eligible to perform Shri Krishna Nam Kirtan and only performers of Shri Krishna Nam Kirtan attain Krishna Prem. Text 2 The features of surrender, Sharanagati, are given in Vaishnava Tantra Hari Bhakti Vilas 11.676. Anukulasya Sankalpah Pratikulyasya Varjanam Rakshati Iti Vishwaso Goptitim Varnam Tatha Atma Nikshepa Karpanya Shadvida Sharanagatihi. The six types of surrender are 1. To accept that which is favorable to Krishna Bhakti. 2. To reject that which is unfavorable. 3. To have the strong faith, Bhagwan will protect me. 4. To have dependence, thinking Bhagwan will take care of me. 5. To be fully surrendered, Atma Samarpan. And 6. To be humble. Bhakti Anukul Yaha Tahai Suikar, Bhakti Pratikul Sabha Kare Parihar, Krishna Ve Raksha Karta. आर केहो नाई कृष्ण से पालन मोर करिबेन भाई आमी अमार यत किछु कृष्ण निवेदन निक्षिप्त दैन्य करी जीवन यापन भजन रहस्य वृत्ति द सिम्टम ऑफ शरणागति इन वन पॉइंटेड डिवोटीज इज दैट दे परपेचुअली एंगेज इन सर्विस टू देयर प्रभु एंड एक्सेप्ट वट एवर ही अरेंजेस सच डिवोटीज एक्सेप्ट वट एवर पनिशमेंट इज गिवन बाय भगवान एज हिज मर्सी They know that every action takes place only due to the desire of Krishna. Therefore, they unite their desire with Krishna's and thus remain peaceful. A devotee does not think that Krishna has sent him to this world to suffer miseries, but that he chooses the miseries of the world by misusing his independence. The symptom of Sharanagati is that one gives up the false conception of being the doer and take shelter of Guru and Vaishnavas. The intrinsic characteristics, Sarup Lakshan of surrender is एक्सेप्टेंस ऑफ श्री कृष्ण एज वंस मेंटेनर गोपित्ते वर्णम द रिमेनिंग फाइव सिम्टम्स आर द मार्जिनल कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स तटस्थ लक्षण ऑफ शरणागति फर्म फेथ दैट श्री कृष्ण विल ऑलवेज मेंटेन मी इज द मीनिंग ऑफ गोपित्ते वर्णम इन भगवद्गीता श्री कृष्ण सेज तेषम नित्याभुक्तानां योगक्षेम वहाम्यहम् For those who are always absorbed in thoughts of me, and who worship me by every means, and with one-pointed devotion, I myself preserve what they have and carry what they lack. He also says, My devotees will never be destroyed. In the second and the third verses of his Upadeshamrita, Sri Rupa Goswami has explained two of the marginal characteristics of Sharanagati. To accept what is favorable for bhakti, anukulyasya sankalpaha, and to give up that is unfavorable, pratikulyasya varjanam. These two verses were explained in detail in the second chapter of this book. Text 3. One must first give up the false identification with this material body, de abhiman. The Mukunda Mala 37 states, idam shariram Shatasandhi jarjaram patyate apvashayam parinama peshalam kim oshadam prichyasi mood durmate niramayam krishna rasayana piba. This frail body, which is made of five elements and connected by hundreds of joints, is certain to decline. Consequently, the body will be burned to ashes or will become food for worms and transformed into excrement. O foolish and wicked mind, you have decorated such a disgusting body with a senseless attachment. The elixir of Sri Krishna Nam is the only powerful medicine to cure this disease of material existence. You should constantly drink it by incessantly chanting Krishna's holy name. Shat sandhi jar jar tav ekalevar patan haibe ek din bhasm krimi vishta habe सकल रे घृण्यतमे इहाते ममता अर्वाचीन ओरे मन शून मोर ए सत्य वचन ए रोगेर मोह औषधि कृष्ण नाम निर्वधि निरामय कृष्ण रसायन भजन रहस्य वृत्ति वन शुड एंडेवर टू सर्व गोविंद एंड नॉट पेनस्टेकिंगली ट्राई टू प्रोटेक्ट दिस शॉर्ट लिव्ड टेम्पररी बॉडी नो मैटर हाउ मच वन ट्राइज टू प्रोटेक्ट दिस बॉडी which is made of five elements, its destruction is inevitable. Therefore, this text says, O wicked mind, give up performing Ashtanga Yoga, physical exercises, and so forth to keep this body fit, and only drink the nectar of Krishna's holy name. Only this nectar can liberate you from the cycle of birth and death. By the mercy of Nam, you will attain the eternal abode of Krishna, and a transcendental body suitable for rendering service there. Then you will be engaged in your nitya seva. Text 4. One should be tolerant like a tree and compassionate to all jivas. In Srimad Bhagavatam 3.9.12, Sri Brahma says, Nati prasiddhiddi tatho upacharto upacharer aradita sura ganer hirdi baddha kamehe यत सर्वभूत दययसाद अलभ्ययायको नाना जनेशो अवहितः सुरिद अंतरात्मा ओ भगवान यू आर सिचुएटेड इन द हार्ट्स ऑफ ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज एज अ सुप्रीमली बेनोवोलेंट सुपर सोल बिकॉज ऑफ योर कंपैशनेट नेचर यू ऑलवेज रिमेन प्लीजिंग टू एवरीवन बट यू कैनॉट बी अटेन्ड बाय द नॉन डिवोटीज बहु उपचार अर्पणे पूजी कामी देवगणे प्रसन्नता न लभे तोमार सर्वभूते दया करी भजे अखिलात्म हरि तारे कृपा तोमार अपार भजन रहस्य वृत्ति श्री ब्रह्मा इज प्रेइंग एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ भगवान ओ भगवान यू आर सिचुएटेड एज द सुपर सोल इन ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज यू आर एवरीवन्स फ्रेंड एंड डिस्पाइट बीइंग अनअटेनेबल फॉर द नॉन डिवोटीज यू आर ऑलवेज मर्सीफुल टू एवरीवन The demigods worship you so that you will be pleased and fulfill their various material desires. Due to your merciful nature, you grant their wishes, for you have said in Bhagavad Gita 4.11, ये यथा माम प्रवदन्ते ताम्स तथैव भजाम्यहम्। As all surrender unto me and worship me, I reciprocate accordingly. However, you always give special mercy to your devotees. Although your mercy is distributed everywhere, you have special affection for your devotees. This is not a mixture of contradictory qualities. According to Bhagavad Gita 9.29, Samoham sarvoteshu name dvesho asti na priyah. Ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktaya mai te teshu chapyaham. I am equal to all living beings and am neither inimical nor partial to anyone. But as those who serve me with devotion are attached to me, so I too am bound by affection for them. Text 5. The glory of the virtue of giving respect to devotees is described in Mukunda Mala 35. Sharanvam sato bhagvato guna kirtanani dehe na yasya pulkodgam rom rajihi nod paddet nainor vimala ambu mala dhik tasya jivitamaho purushad adhamasya. If upon hearing the kirtan of Hari's name, form, qualities and pastimes from the mouths of Guru and Vaishnavas, one's bodily hair do not stand erect in ecstasy, his heart does not melt, and tears do not flow from his eyes, alas, the life of such a wretched person is condemned. Sadhu mukhe yei jan, Krishna naam gun gan, shunya na haile pulkid, naine vimala jal, na vahilo anargal, seva ken rahila jivit. Bhajan rasya vritti. Sadhakas performing bhajan condemn their lives and repent in this way. Alas, even though I have heard Harikatha from the mouths of saintly persons, my hard heart does not melt. This is the result of my offenses. The heart of one who just once hears the glories of Krishna's name melt immediately. But my heart has not realized this truth, and thus my life is condemned. There is a story in this regard. There was a person who would come to hear Harikatha in an assembly of sadhus. Upon hearing the Harikatha, everyone present would be saturated with bliss. But the heart of this man bore no change. He became very remorseful about this. The next day, while hearing Harikatha, he rubbed red chili powder in his eyes, which then poured forth a shower of tears. The Vaishnav giving the Harikatha noticed this. When the narrations were finished, he called him over and praised him by saying, "The scripture says those senses that refuse to perform Krishna bhajan should be punished. And today you have put this into practice." Srimad Bhagavatam says, "It is useless to keep those senses that are not engaged in the service of Bhagwan." When the man heard this, a stream of real tears flowed from his eyes. Text 6. Knowledge of Krishna's glories is described in the Mukunda Mala 43. Krishna rakshati no jagat traya guruhu, Krishna hi vishwambharaha, Krishna eva samuditam, jagat idam krishne layam gachati, Krishna tishtati vishvam, etad akhilam krishnasya dasavayam, Krishna akhila sadgatir vitartita, Krishnaya tasme namaha. Shri Krishna, the Guru of the three worlds, protects us. Vishwambhar Krishna maintains the entire universe in all ways. This world is manifested by Krishna, that is, by his external potency, Bahiranga Shakti. And at the proper time, during Pralaya, the entire creation again merges into him. Krishna pervades the entire world. The entire world is situated within him. Shri Krishna manifested all wealth and opulence. We are all Krishna's eternal servants. I offer my respects unto this Shri Krishna. Jagat Guru Krishna sabhe karena rakshan, Krishna vishwambhar vishwa karena palan, Krishna haite e vishwa hayache uday, avasheshe e vishwa Krishna hai lai, Krishna Vishwa Avastiti Jeev Krishna Das Sadgati Pradata Krishna Karaha Vishwas Janma Leche Krishna Bhakti Karibare Krishna Bhakti Vina Sam Mithya Ei Sansare. Bhajan Rasya Vritti. As sadhakas chant Krishna's names, they repeatedly sing the glories of those names. They offer him obeisances and pray at his lotus feet. O Krishna, save my life by giving me your darshan. You are the provider and maintainer of the entire world, and thus your name Vishwambhar has become meaningful. Since I am also residing in this world, please protect me. From you come the creation, maintenance and destruction of this world. Millions of universes are situated in each and every pore of your body. Because I am present in this world, I am also your insignificant servant. So please bestow your mercy upon me. Prabhu, by your causeless mercy, you have arranged that the living entities take birth in human bodies. Only so, they can perform Bhagavad Bhajan, without which this entire universe is useless. As this bhakti cannot be received without your mercy, please bestow that mercy upon me. Furthermore, Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Khand 2.202 states, Jagater Pita Krishna Jena Bhaje Bap Pitra Drohi Patakir Janme Janme Tap. Sri Krishna is the father of the universe. Although a person may perform duties to his mother, father, wife, children and so on, if he does not perform bhajan of his original eternal father, he is offensive to that father, Pitra Drohi, and he will be scourged by the threefold miseries of Maya, birth after birth. Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita Adi Leela 6.85 states, Keha mane keha na mane sabe tar das, ye na mane tar hai sahi pape nash. Some accept him, whereas others do not. Yet everyone is his servant. One who does not accept him, however, will be ruined by his sinful activities. The scriptures also state, Dashwamedhi punar iti janmani, Krishna paranami na punar bhavaya. Even a person who performs 10 horse sacrifices takes birth again in this world, but he who offers obeisances to Krishna just once does not return. O Krishna, I eternally offer my constant obeisances at your lotus feet, which brings one fearlessness. Text 7. Great eagerness in Krishna bhajan is described in Mukund Mala 33. Krishna todya pada pankaj panjarantam advay me vishatu manasa raja hamsaha prana prayana same kaf vata pittah kant avarodhana vidho bhajanam kutasti. O Krishna, my request is that the swan of my mind be confined in the cage of your lotus feet and dwell there in the ocean of ras. At the time of death, the throat will be choked up with mucus, air and bile. Under such conditions, how will it be possible to remember your name? Vritha din jaye mor majiya sansare, e manas raj hans bhajuk tomare. अध्यय तोमार पाद पंकज पंजरे बद हे थाकुक हंस रसेर सागरे ए प्राण प्रयाण काले कफ वात पित्तः करिवेक कंठरोद अप्रफुल्ल चित्तः तखन जीवा ना सुरवे तब नाम समय छाड़िले किसे हैबे सिद्ध काम. भजन रहस्य वृत्ति. एज अ पर्सन हु इज इंक्लाइंड टू परफॉर्म नाम भजन इंक्रीजेस हिज चैंटिंग ऑफ द होली नेम, feelings of repentance increase in his aching heart. Even though he is chanting Krishna Nam day and night, he thinks, alas, my mind has dwelt on material objects, and thus my days have passed in vain. My mind is not fixed at the lotus feet of Nam Prabhu. O Prabhu, how will I be delivered? It is my request at your lotus feet that my swan-like mind confine in the cage of your lotus feet and always drink nectar. At the time of death, when mucus, air, bile and so forth choke my throat, how will I drink the nectar of your name? If at that time your name does not appear on my tongue, how will I be able to attain perfection? O Prabhu, I pray at your lotus feet that at the time of death, I will give up my body while constantly chanting your holy name. Text 8. The following 6 verses of Yamuna Stotra, which comprise texts 8 to 13, illustrate the poet Yamunacharya's own humility. Na dharma nishto asmi, na cha atma vedi, na bhakti mams tad charanar vinde, akinchino ananya gatihi sharanya, tad pad moolam sharanam prapande. I am not devoted to dharma, nor do I have any knowledge of the soul, and my heart has no devotion for your lotus feet. O protector, being destitute, I take shelter of you. I have no shelter other than you. You can come as the savior of the fallen to deliver such a wretched fallen soul as me. I am your eternal servant and you are my eternal master. Hari he, dharma nishtha nahi mor, atma bodh va sundar, bhakti nahi tomar charane, atev akinchan, gati heen dusht jan, rat sada apan vachane. Patit pavan tumi, patit adham ami, tumi mor ekmatra gati. तव पाद मूले पैनु तुमार शरण लैनु अमी दास तुमि नित्यपति. भजन रहस्य वृत्ति. द साधक प्रेस टू भगवान इन अ मीक एंड डेस्टिट्यूट मूड. ओ प्रभु, आई हैव नो डिवोशन टू धर्म, नो भक्ति एंड नो ज्ञान, सो हाउ कैन आई रिमेंबर योर लोटस फीट. यू आर द सेवियर ऑफ द फॉलन, पतित पावन. यू इवन गिव दोज हु आर पुअर एंड लोली अ प्लेस एट योर लोटस फीट. Therefore, please deliver me, this degraded soul. Then your name Patit Pavan will become meaningful. Text 9. Na ninditam karma tadasti loke, sahasrisho yan maya vyadhyai, soham vipak avasare mukunda kandrami, sampratya gati stav agrahi. O Prabhu, O Hari, there is no wicked or sinful activity I have not performed thousands and thousands of times, and I will suffer for them. O Mukunda, I see that besides you, there is no other shelter. I am constantly crying, praying before you. If you so desire, punish me, for you are the ruler of this destitute body. Hen dusht karma nai, jaha ami kari nai, sahast sahast bar hari, sei sab karma phal, pei avasar bal, अमाए पिशे छे यंत्रोपरी, गति नाही देखी यार, कांदी हरी अनिवार, तुमार अग्रते एबे आमी, जा तुमार हय मने, दंड दे अकिंचने, तुमी मोर दंडधर स्वामी. भजन रहस्य वृत्ति. ओ लॉर्ड, बर्थ आफ्टर बर्थ आई हैव परफॉर्म्ड इन्यूमरेबल सिनफुल एंड कंटेम्प्टेबल एक्टिविटीज. टू डिस्क्राइब देम ऑल टू यू इज नॉट इवन पॉसिबल. But as you are omniscient, you know of them anyway. So now I come before you, clasping a piece of straw between my teeth, humbly requesting you to please deliver me, even by giving me punishment. O Prabhu, as a result of my numerous offenses, Maya crushes me just as one crushes a stick of sugar cane. My tearful request to you is to please purify this destitute person by punishing him. Since you gave liberation to the jivas, one of your names is Mukunda. Therefore, please liberate me from these sins and bestow upon me service to your lotus feet. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela 5.205-207. Jagai madai haite muise papish, purise kit haite muise lagisht, eman nirghan mora keba kripa kare, एक नित्यन बिना जगत भीतरे. I am more sinful than Jagai and Madai, and even lower than a worm in stool. Who in this world but Nityanand could show his mercy to such an abominable person as me? Text 10. Nimajjito anant bhavaranamscha chiraya ma kulam evasi labdah, tvayapi labdavam bhagwan idanim anuttam patram idam dayaya. O Ananta, since time immemorial, I have been drowning in this unlimited ocean of material existence. The hope of one day attaining your lotus feet is the shore of this ocean. Immersed in this material existence, I am tearfully praying to you with a distressed voice to please appear as Guru and deliver me. Nij karma dosha phale, padi bhavarna jale, habu dubu khai katkal, सांतरी सांतरी याई सिंधु अंत नाही पाई भव सिंधु अनंत विशाल निमग्न हैया जवे डाकिनु कातर रवे केह मोरे करह उद्धार सही काले आयल तुमी तव पद कुल भूमि आशा बीज हैले अमार तुमी हरि दयामय पाइले मोरे सुनिश्चय सर्वोत्तम भाजन दयार। भजन रहस्य वृत्ति। ओ लॉर्ड, एज अ रिजल्ट ऑफ माय प्रीवियस एक्टिविटीज आई एम सबमर्ज्ड इन द ओशन ऑफ मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस वेयर मेनी काइंड्स ऑफ रिएक्शन आर राइजिंग एज ह्यूज वेव्स टॉर्मेंटिंग मी विद हैप्पीनेस एंड डिस्ट्रेस। दिस पाथ ऑफ कर्म हैज नो बिगनिंग एंड नो एंड। आई डो नॉट नो हाउ टू स्विम इन दिस वास्ट ओशन एंड द क्रोकोडाइल्स ऑफ लस्ट एंगर एंड सो फोर्थ आर ईटिंग माई बॉडी। ओ लॉर्ड, प्लीज रेस्क्यू मी, यू आर माई ओनली होप। I now relinquish dependence on my own strength and instead am taking shelter of your lotus feet. I have heard from the Mahajans that you give mercy according to the extent of a person's fallen condition. As you protected the elephant Gajendra with your disc, please save me from this crocodile-like ocean of material existence. Prabhu, I have also heard that you are the pinnacle of compassion. Please understand that I am fallen and wretched. Even if someone searches the entire universe, he will not find any better object for this compassion than I. Knowing this, kindly bestow your mercy upon me. Text 11. Bhavantam evanucharam nirantarah prashanta nihesha mano rathantarah kadaham ekantika nitya kinkarah praharshayayami sanath jivitam. All mental creations and desires are elevated and the mind pacified by uninterrupted service to you. When will I be designated as your eternal servant? When will I be radiant with joy, having obtained such a competent master as you? Ami bada dushtamati, na dekhiya anne gati, tav pade leche sharan. Jani ache eve nad, tumi prabhu jagannad, ami tav nitya parijan. से दिन कबे हबे एकांतिक भावे जवे नित्य दास भाव पाव अमी मनोरथांतर यत निशेष हैबे स्वतः सेवाय तुषिबे ओहो स्वामी। भजन रहस्य वृत्ति। वाइल चैंटिंग द साधक प्रेस एज फॉलोस। ओ प्रभु, यू आर द लॉर्ड ऑफ द यूनिवर्स एंड आई एम योर सर्वेंट, बट बिकॉज ऑफ बीइंग अपोज्ड टू सर्विंग यू आई हैव गॉन फार अवे फ्रॉम यू। Now I am tormented by the three kinds of afflictions of your Maya. Please bestow the mercy of your lotus feet upon this unfortunate person. Prabhu, when will that auspicious day come when illusory desires leave my heart and I become your unalloyed servant? At that time, I will please you by fulfilling your inner desires. Mano Abhishta Seva. Text 12. Aparad Sahasra Bhajanam पतितं भीम भवार्णवर्धरे अगतिम शरणागतम हरे कृपया केवल आत्मसात कुरु। ओ हरि, आई एम एन ऑफेंडर गिल्टी ऑफ थाउजेंड्स ऑफ ऑफेंसेस एंड देयरफॉर पनिशेबल। आई एम ड्रॉनिंग इन दिस फियरसम ओशन ऑफ मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस। लॉस्ट, आई टेक शेल्टर ऑफ योर लोटस फीट। प्लीज मेक मी योर ओन। यू हैव प्रॉमिस्ड दैट यू विल डेफिनेटली डिलीवर एनीवन who has taken shelter of you. Please therefore deliver me also. Ami aparadi jan sada dande durlakshan sahastra sahastra doshe doshi bhim bhavarna odare patita visham ghore gatihin gati abhilashi hari tab pad dvay sharan lailu bhai kripa kari kar atmasad tomar pratigya ei sharan laibe jai tumi tare udharibe nath। भजन रहस्य वृत्ति। ओ लॉर्ड, आई एम सफरिंग पनिशमेंट फॉर माई थाउजेंड्स एंड थाउजेंड्स ऑफ ऑफेंसेस एज अ फॉलन सोल अमिड्स द टॉवरिंग वेव्स ऑफ द फियरफुल ओशन ऑफ मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस। आई एम विदाउट शेल्टर। समटाइम्स द वेव्स इन दिस ओशन सबमर्ज मी एंड समटाइम्स दे लिफ्ट मी अप एंड नॉक मी डाउन अगेन। इन दिस कंडीशन यू हु डिलीवर पर्सन्स फ्रॉम द ओशन ऑफ मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस आर माई ओनली फ्रेंड। Please be merciful to me and make me your own. I have heard from the mouths of the sadhus that you certainly deliver those who have surrendered unto you. This is your promise. Therefore, O Lord, I am situated at your lotus feet with the hope and faith that you will surely deliver me. Text 13. Nam Rishabh Paramartham Eva Me Shunu Vigyapanam Ekam Agrataha Yadi Mena Dayeshyase Tato Dainas Tav Nath Durlabha. O Hari, I am submitting at your lotus feet a petition in which there is not the slightest untruth. You may or may not be merciful to me, but my complete prayer, which is full of meaning, is that if you are not merciful to me, then it will be impossible for you to find a more suitable candidate for your mercy in this entire material existence. Your name is Dayamay, one who is full of mercy. Therefore, if you do not make me the object of your merciful sidelong glance, your name will be disgraced. Agre ek nivedan kari Madhusudan shun kripa kariya amai nirartha katha nai nigud arthamai hai hide haite vahirai ati apakrasht ami param dayalu tumi mor daya tav adhikar ye yat patit hai tav daya tat tai ताते आमी सुपात्र दयार मोरे यदि उपेक्षिबे दया पात्र कोथा पाबे दयामय नामटी तोमार. ओ मर्सीफुल मधुसूदन, आई हैव अ प्रेयर टू प्रेजेंट बिफोर योर लोटस फीट दैट कम्स फ्रॉम द कोर ऑफ माई हार्ट. डू नॉट निग्लेक्ट माई प्रेयर थिंकिंग इट मीनिंगलेस, बिकॉज इन दिस होल मटेरियल एग्जिस्टेंस यू विल नॉट फाइंड अ मोर रेचिड पर्सन देन आई. इफ यू निग्लेक्ट मी, whom will you accept as a fit candidate for your mercy? Make your compassionate name successful by bestowing your mercy upon me. Text 14. Freedom from pride is described in the Yamuna Stotra. Amaryadaha khudras chal matir asuya prasav buhu kritagno durmani smaran parayasho rakshan paraha nirshamha papishta katham aham ito dukha jaladhir अपार उत्तीर्णस्तव परिचर्ज्यम चरणयो. I am disrespectful, vile, fickle minded, full of envy, ungrateful, dependent on others, cruel and most sinful. In this condition, how can I cross this impassable ocean of material existence and attain the service of your lotus feet? अमित चंचल मति अमर्यादा खुद्र अति असूया प्रसव सदा मोर पापिष्ट कीर्तग्न मानी नर शंस वंचने अज्ञानी काम वशे थाकी सदा घोर ए हेन दुर्जन है ए दुख जलधि वै चलिते छी संसार सागरे केमने ए भवाम बुद्धि पार है निर्वधि तब पद सेवा मिले मोर. भजन रहस्य वृत्ति. ओ लॉर्ड, आई एम अ डिसरिस्पेक्टफुल while jiva wandering in this material existence. I am fickle-minded, full of envy, ungrateful, and dependent on others. Please save this wretched person from this condition. Without your mercy, there is no other means of rescue from this ocean that is so difficult to cross. I offer millions and millions of obeisances at your lotus feet. Please save me and engage me in the service to your lotus feet. Text 15. Respect for devotees is described in the Yamuna Stotra. Tav dasa sukh ek sangi nam bhavaneshu asti api kit janma me itaravasteshu ma sama buddha api janma chatur mukha atmana. O Bhagwan, if I take birth again due to my past activities or by your desire, please let it be in the home of a devotee, even if that birth is in the body of an insect. I have no desire to take birth in a household devoid of devotion to you, even if it has the opulence of Brahma. O Purushottam, this is my earnest prayers unto you. Veda vidhi anusare karma kari e samsare jiva puna puna janma pai purva krit karma phale tomar va ichha bale janma yadi dabhi punarai tave e katha mam shuno he Purushottam तब दास संगी जन घरे कीट जन्म यदि है तहाते ओ दयामय रहिबे ए संतुष्ट अंतरे, तव दास संगहीन ये ग्रस्त अरवाचीन, तार गृहे चतुर्मुख बुधि, ना चाहि कखन हरी, कर द्वय जोड़ करी, करे तव किंकर मिन्नती। भजन रहस्य वृत्ति। ओ लॉर्ड, आई हैव हर्ड फ्रॉम गुरु एंड वैष्णवस दैट द लिविंग एंटिटीज वॉन्डरिंग इन द साइकिल ऑफ बर्थ एंड डेथ अकॉर्डिंग टू हिज पास एक्टिविटीज। प्रभु, इवन इफ अकॉर्डिंग टू माई ऑस्पिशियस एंड इनऑस्पिशियस कर्म आई टेक बर्थ इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, देर इज नो कॉज फॉर ग्रीफ। हाउ एवर, माई अर्नेस्ट पिटिशन एट योर लोटस फीट इज दैट इवन इफ आई हैव टू टेक द लो बर्थ ऑफ एन इंसेक्ट और डॉग एज अ रिजल्ट ऑफ माई कर्म, प्लीज लेट इट बी इन द होम ऑफ अ डिवोटी सो दैट आई विल हैव द एसोसिएशन ऑफ द सेंटली वैष्णवस। आई हैव नो डिजायर टू टेक बर्थ इन अ वेरी रिच फैमिली दैट इज अपोज टू यू, इवन दो इट्स वेल्थ मे बी कंपेयर टू दैट ऑफ ब्रह्मा। आई हैव हर्ड फ्रॉम द स्क्रिप्चर्स दैट भक्ति इज बॉर्न ऑफ साधु संग। कृष्ण भक्ति जन्म मूल है साधु संग, कृष्ण प्रेम जन्मे तेहो पूना मुख्य अंग। श्री चैतन्य चेतामृत मध्य लीला 22.83। द रूट कॉज ऑफ कृष्ण भक्ति इज साधु संग। इवन वेन वंस डॉर्मेंट कृष्ण प्रेम अवेकन्स, साधु संग इज स्टिल मोस्ट असेंशियल। ओ मर्सीफुल वन, वेदर आई लिव इन हेवन हेल और एनीवेयर एल्स, आई विल हेयर अबाउट योर लोटस फीट, सिंग देयर ग्लोरीज एंड मेडिटेट अपॉन देम। Text 16. Humility that is full of self-surrender is described in the Yamuna Stotra 52. Vapur adishu yo api ko va api va gunato ashani yatha tatha vidha tad ayam tav pad padmayo aham adve maya samarpita. O Bhagwan, in this material existence, there are the bodily distinctions of male and female, and according to the three modes of material nature, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas, there are the divisions of the four Varnas and four Ashrams. In this way, humanity is unlimitedly variegated. O Paraneshwar, let me take birth in any kind of body or in any condition, it does not matter. Because now I am completely surrendered unto your lotus feet and there is nothing I considered mine. Istri Purusha Dehgata वर्ण आदि धर्म जत ताते पुना दे गत भेद, सत्व रजस तमो गुण आश्रयते भेद पुना एई रूप सहस्त्र प्रभेद। ये कौन शरीर थाकी जे अवस्था गुण राखी, से अहमता तवे तव पाए, समापितलम प्राणेश्वर मम बलि अत पर आर किछु न रहिल दाय। भजन रहस्य वृत्ति। हेयर ह्यूमिलिटी that is full of self-surrender is expressed. While chanting the holy name, the sadhak in a mood of distress submits a humble petition at the lotus feet of Bhagwan. O Bhagwan, giving up this false identification with the material male or female body, with social classifications and so on, I surrender this body at your lotus feet. Praneshwar, you only are my life. As long as the jiva falsely identifies with a gross and subtle body, he cannot enter pure bhajan. When the living entity is established in the mood of the verse taught by Sriman Mahaprabhu, Naham Vipro Nacha Narpatiri Napi. This verse from Rupa Goswami's Padyavali 74 is found on page 248. Or in other words, when he has become free from all material designations, the door to the realm of bhajan opens. Text 17. An ideal example of sincere humility is given in Krishna Karanamrit 30. Nibaddha Murdhanjalere Esha Yache Nirandhara Danya Unnati Mukta Kantham Daya Nide Dev Bhavat Kataksham Dakshine Leshan Sakna Nishincha. O Dev, O Ocean of Mercy, with folded hands raised to my head, I humbly offer this prayer to you. Please, just once, shower me with your merciful sidelong glance. Mastake anjali bandi, ei dusht jan kandi, nishkapat denne mukta sware, fukari fukari kai, oho dev daya mai, दाक्षिण्य प्रकाशे अत परे, कृपा दृष्टि एक बार कर सिंचन, तवे ए जनेर प्राण हैबे रक्षण। भजन रहस्य वृत्ति। इन दिस वर्स लीला शुक बिलमंगल ठाकुर प्रेस इन अ डिस्ट्रेस वॉइस इंड्यूस्ड बाय द ह्यूमिलिटी कॉज बाय द फीलिंग्स ऑफ सेपरेशन विरह फेल्ट बाय श्री राधा। When Shri Krishna left for Mathura, he was separated from Radha and lived far away. Sudhur Pravas. Srimati Radhika, agitated by extreme separation, spoke with great humility to Bumblebee. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.47.21. Smarati Sa Pitra Gehan. O Bumblebee, does Arya Putra, the son of a noble person, remember us? She also asked, upon happily returning from Ujjain, will he come to Vrindavan? When Krishna disappeared from the residence, she cried out, Srimad Bhagavatam 10.30.40, Dasyaste Karpanyame Sakhe Darshe Sanidhim. O Lord, I am your maid servant, please show yourself and make me satisfied. Desirous of this kind of humility, Shri Leela Shuk is saying, O Krishna, make me a traveler on the pathway of your eyes. Please give me service to you. Only by your mercy can I serve in your intimate secret Nikunja Leelas. Upon attaining this service, the Jiva becomes forever successful. If I am unqualified for this service, then let me worship you immersed in these sentiments. I am an offender. Nonetheless, you are an ocean of mercy. I beg you, therefore, do not pay attention to my faults. And please make the creeper of my desire bear fruit. That is my prayer unto you. Text 18, Krishna Karanamrit 29 states, Mayi prasadam madhurai katakshair vamshi ninadan uccher videhihi Toi prasanne kim iha parair nas Toi aprasanne kim iha parair naha. O Krishna, kindly bestow your mercy upon me through your sweet sidelong glances, which are accompanied by the sound of your flute. When you are pleased with me, there is no harm if others are not. But if you become displeased, even if others are pleased, what is the use? Madhur Kataksha Vamshi Ninadir Saha Amake Prasad Kari Tav Padelaha Prasan Haile Tumi Anya Prasanta Priyojan Kiva Mor ऐ मोर कथा तब प्रसन्नता बिना अन्यर प्रसादे की कार्जे अमार बहु कहीने अवाधे ऐ रूप निष्ठा सह करिले कीर्तन अचिरे हैवे रुचि पाबे प्रेमधन पुरवान कालेर लीला ऐ रूप है नाम आश्रय काले चिंता कर महाशय। भजन रहस्य वृत्ति। रिमेम्बरिंग हर प्रीवियस एमोरियस स्पोर्ट्स विलास विद श्री कृष्णा इन द कुंजस Shri Radhika becomes restless in separation from him. Srimad Bhagavatam 10.47.21. Kochit api sa katha na kinkrinam grinante bhujam aguru sugandham murdhyani adhyastu kadanu. Will Krishna again place his cooling hand, which is more fragrant than aguru, on our heads? In this vire pralap, incoherent talk filled with lamentation, which is caused by separation from Krishna, Radhika says, O Prannath, please enter the kunja, casting the same sidelong glance as you did before. What is the nature of this glance? As Krishna plays on his flute, his sidelong glance indicates to Radha to enter the kunja. For this reason, the flute is a giver of bliss. Someone may question, at the time of Ras Leela, if a Murali Vadan's sidelong glance signals to Sri Radha alone, what about the other gopis? The answer is that by the inconceivable potency, Achintya Shakti contained within his flute and sidelong glance, Krishna signals Sri Radha directly and the other gopis indirectly. Radhika says, I am only concerned with your happiness. If all of us gopis become unhappy, but you are happy, then that is my cherished desire. If it pleases you to not appear before me, then even the gopis endeavors to find you cannot please me. By resolutely performing bhajan with the sentiments described in this third chapter, the stage of ruchi will arise and gradually the sadhak will attain prema. Text 19. The mid-morning pastimes, Purvana Leela, are described in Govind Lilamrit 5.1. Purvane dhenu mitre vipin manusritam goshta lokayunayat krishnam radhapto lolam tadbhi sriti krite prapta tad kunda tiram radha anchal lokayam krishnam krit grihe gamana marjya kavarchanam nai dishnam krishna parvarte prahit nij sakhi vartman netram smarami. I remember Shri Krishna, who in the forenoon goes to the forest with the cows and his sakhas. Shri Nanda, Yashoda and other Brajvasis follow him for some distance. Restless and hankering to meet with Shri Radha, Krishna arrives at the bank of Radhakund for their rendezvous, Abhisar. I remember Shri Radha, who after taking Krishna's darshan at Nanda Bhavan, returns to her home. Jatila orders her to worship the sun god, desiring to learn of Shri Krishna's whereabouts. Radha sits and looks down the road, waiting for the return of her Sakhi, whom she has sent to gather this information. Dhenu Sahachar Sanghe Krishna Vane Jai Rangi Ghosht Jan Anuvrat Hari Radha Sangha Lobhe Puna Radha Kunda Tatavana Jai Dhenu Sanghi Parihari Krishner Ingit Paya Radha Nij Grihe Jaya Jatil Agya Laya Surya Archane Gupte Krishna Path Lakhi Kat Khane Aise Sakhi Vyakuluta Radha Smari Mane. Bhajan Rasya Vritti. In Purvana Leela, after Shri Krishna is eaten, he prepares to go to the forest wearing the attire of a cowherd boy, and Shri Vishvanu Nandani, decorated with cloth and ornaments given by Shri Yashoda, returns to Javat. They meet halfway. Upon seeing Shri Radha, Krishna's peacock feather falls from his head and the flute slips from his hand. This pastime is described in the following verse from Shri Radha Rasuda Nidhi 39. Venu kara nipatitah skalitam shikhandam vrashtam chapit vasanam vrajaraj sunoho. Krishna arrives at the bank of Radhakund for another meeting with Srimati Radhika. Not finding her there, he becomes extremely eager, full of desire and restless. In Javat, meanwhile, Jatila encourages Radhika to go and worship the sun god, Surya Puja. The way in which Radhika performs puja to Krishna at the place where Surya Puja is performed is the wealth that is attained by the performance of bhajan. Thus ends the Trittayam Sadhan, Purvan Kalya Bhajan of Shri Bhajan Rahasya.